Free Fuel. 97.3 Coast FM.
Did that make sense? Doesn't have to.
What?
You know what I meant.
I wasn't listening.
Mandra's... it's you and everybody else. Hello, Mum. I'll just talk to Mum.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Tuesday edition. And is there festive stuff in it or is it just all...
No.
Non-festive entertainment
Non-festive,
news.
I'm afraid.
Okay. When do you reckon entertainment news starts turning festive?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Look, I'll ask you easier questions.
Yeah, okay. It's too early. Bohemian Rhapsody is officially the highest grossing musical biopic ever, wow. Raking in $846 million.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo.
Galileo.
Oh, and oh, not surprising. It's excellent.
I know.
Excellent
the Queen
song, excellent movie.
Biopic was previously second to Straight Outta Compton, which made $281 million back in 2015. So Bohemian Rhapsody has absolutely smashed that now.
Wow.
I really should go and see it, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you and me both, actually.
Okay. Jeff Bridges has been chosen to receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the 2019 Golden Globes. He will receive the award for capturing the hearts and minds of audiences worldwide with his memorable movie performances. Past Cecil B. DeMille recipients include George Clooney, Jack Nicholson, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep and Jodie Foster.
It's an illustrious list.
Definitely. Now, Orange is the New Black star Yael Stone has accused Oscar-winning actor Jeffrey Rush of inappropriate behaviour. Now, Stone says Rush danced naked in front of her, used a mirror to watch her in the shower and sent her inappropriate text messages back in 2010 and 11. The pair were co-starring in an Australian stage production of The Diary of a Madman, so we'll have to wait and see what happens there, I suppose.
Okay.
And there is Coachella talk out and about already.
Okay.
Reports are Justin Timberlake, Kanye West and Childish Gambino will be the headliners for the Californian Music Festival in 2019. The official Coachella lineup will be revealed in January with the festival taking place in April.
Nikki and Zamello's
It's a very, very
weird world.
Okay, now I promised, since we are now offering a prize for your freaky food combinations for us to try.
Yes, which, by the way, is an amazing induction scan pan cookware set worth $999.
That is handy.
All thanks to the Cook's Kitchen. Definitely handy just in time for Christmas as well.
When do we give that away?
This will be given away the 28th, so just after Christmas.
Just after Christmas, okay. And you can submit your suggestions for strange food combos via socials.
Anywhere you like. Anywhere give us a like, call. Really. Go on to coastlive.com.au. Head to our Facebook page.
Go Coast to Instagram.
Live,
all of them.
Drop in a letter.
Now,
whatever you like.
Or send a carrier pigeon if you want.
Yeah.
I mentioned that because here's one.
Okay. To get the bowl.
Not excited about this one, by the way, so don't make out like this is what you do.
Okay.
A Scottish eatery is serving up ice cream made with sprouts.
What, like bean sprouts?
Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
In the lead up to Christmas, because they're very festive in the UK. Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
Controversial? Yeah, I think so. It's flavoured with peppermint, because apparently sprouts and peppermint, you know, like peas and peppermint, like that combo.
You do mint sauce.
No, sorry, mint, yeah. I don't know about peppermint. That's weird.
That's
they're calling
like
it peppermint. Maybe they mean mint. Anyway, it's being served up at an ice cream parlour called, if you're looking for it, Mackie's 19.2 in Aberdeen, Scotland. The flavour is, they say, as you'd expect, very sprouty, but with mint through it.
And creamy. No.
And I imagine sweet. Yeah, no.
No.
Can I just say too, no?
Well, firstly, I think if you're going to make something as an ice cream, it has to be a popular thing anyway. Brussels sprouts, not popular. If they're not going to eat them as they are, they're not going to eat them in an ice cream.
No. Mind you, there's a weird selection of people that, like, it's quite traditional. It's more traditional in the UK than here.
I think we need to order you some.
I knew you'd come up with that. Because I was about to say no, not even on a day when I was hungry enough to eat the crutch out of a low-flying duck.
Ooh, tasty.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Welcome to it.
Bring it on.
Yes, we are approaching double demerits territory. That starts Thursday midnight.
Thursday
Friday morning.
Midnight, okay.
So, I mean, let's just call it Thursday. But as I mentioned, don't wait for them.
Yeah.
Like, just
be careful on the roads already.
And look, I don't want to harp on this, like, you know, your mum or anything, but just, you know, it's important that we all get home. It's not hard. And there's no terrible rush.
No.
That's that important.
The shops will still be there they in will. 10 minutes' time.
People will still be there too.
Yep, definitely.
Now, you have till tomorrow to enter the Rotary Club's Christmas Lights Cruise Auction.
So this is where the tickets for the Mandurah Cruises Christmas Lights,
yeah, yeah,
they're so sought after that there's none left. You won't be able to get on it now.
No,
so
but Rotary have bagged a few and yep. coastlive.com.au has your chance to get amongst it. And also...
Oh, sound the alarm.
Okay, now that I've got your attention, we are 7 days away from Christmas.
On the seventh day of Christmas.
My true love gave to me?
What did they give to you on the seventh day?
Seven ripe, lovely plums.
Sounds good to me.
Not right, we'll go with that, though.
Now, a US judge has possibly handed down the best sentence I've ever heard.
I've heard some really creative sentencing out of US courts.
This is great.
Okay, bring it on.
So, a family has been convicted of running one of the largest deer poaching operations in Missouri history.
Wow, okay.
So, they would hunt and kill roughly, Rotten Hill Trophy bucks. So, you know how they use their heads for plaques and stuff like that. So, they were just hunting them so they could have wall plaques, basically. Anyway, the Missouri judge has ordered convicted deer poacher to watch Bambi once a month while serving a year-plus prison sentence.
Oh.
So, if he's serving, say a year, he has to watch Bambi 12 times.
I'd make him do it weekly.
I was just going to say, I would make him do it more than that as well.
Your Honour.
Once a day, you must watch Bambi.
Twice a day.
Twice, okay.
Just have it on loop. You just have to watch. That'd send him insane. That'd be brilliant.